Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 9th, 2018. Pastor Paul Tallberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for our meditation is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7.
Just so you know, Jesus started off over here in Tyre and Sidon, which is the land of the Gentiles. Right over there is where he wants to go. This is what the Bible records. Jesus left the region of Tyre again and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, within the region of the Decapolis. They brought a man to him who was deaf and had a speech impediment. They pleaded with Jesus to place his hand on him. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd. He put his fingers into the man's ears, and he spit and touched the man's tongue. After he looked up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephatha," which means be opened. Immediately the man's ears were opened. His tongue was set free. He began to speak plainly. Jesus gave the people strict orders to tell no one, but the more he did so, the more they kept proclaiming it. They were amazed beyond measure and said, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. Jesus could have gone the short way. He went a long way. And if you are a student of the details of the scripture, this starts an eight-month journey about which we have very little. What was Jesus doing for 8 months? Where did he go? We don't know. 20% of his ministry is just him and his disciples, except for this little incident here. This incident here is an amazing thing. Every pastor knows the problem I'm having right now is there's so much in here in every step of the way. First of all, it's Jesus. He's on earth. Hello. He's on earth to rescue us. But more than that, he's in the area of the Gentiles, the ones who did not have God's promise. He's reaching them when he decided to go back to the region of the Decapolis. That should ring some bells. What happened in the region of the Decapolis? Well, Jesus had gone there earlier and cast out the legion of demons that had taken over a man's life and ruined his life. And after he had displayed his incredible mercy, what happened? The guy was amazed. He was very thankful. And the people of the town said, "Get away from here. We don't want you anywhere around here." And they kicked him out of the area. So the man who was just healed says, "Let me come with you, Jesus." And Jesus says to that man, "No, you go back and you tell what great things God has done for you." The man obeyed. He went back. Jesus left. Now we're coming, and what has happened? That guy has done his work. He told the great things that God did for him. And now Jesus is received with open arms. In fact, the people are saying, "That was the guy that threw out that legion guy. Remember those demons that were terrifying him? That was a guy. I just saw him on the street. I just saw him at the corner store. I just saw him there. He was telling me again how great God has done, the things he has done for him." Maybe, in fact, I bet you the Lord could take care of this man. And they brought him to Jesus. This man who was deaf, this man who had a speech impediment. Yeah. This man, his condition, it's a little, when you, again, you're looking at the scriptures. The scriptures say that you and I are deaf. We don't hear God's words. We don't want to hear God's words. The scriptures say that we don't want to speak anything that unless it comes out of our own hearts, thank you. And we know from last week, out of the heart comes what? Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, thefts, fornications, false witness, blasphemy, and all sorts of wickedness. That's what comes out of our mouths naturally. So here this man, he has a speech impediment. All of us have a spiritual speech impediment. Here this man has a problem hearing. He can't hear. All of us have the same problem. In fact, we don't want to hear what God has to say in his word. So now what happens? Jesus takes him aside because Jesus knows this man needs some personal attention. And what does he do? He puts his fingers in his ears. He's letting him know something is going to happen with your ears. And then he spits, and then he touches the man's tongue. He lets him know something's going to happen with your tongue. This man must just be looking at him like, what is going on here? And then Jesus sighed. The man can't hear that. You know, that's one of the sad things about when you go deaf, if you have a problem hearing. That's one of those disabilities for which there is very little pity in any society. You know, if someone is crippled or lame or is using a walker or a cane or something like that, people see that and they say, oh, I'm so sorry. But if someone is deaf, what happens? They start yelling at him. How come you can't hear me? Are you dumb? And they talk slowly as if, because they can't hear, they have no brains between their ears. So what happens? Jesus comes along and he says one word. He looks up to heaven and he says, Ephatha. And just like that, the guy can hear. Just like that, he can speak plainly. All of the problems are gone. Notice what Jesus does again. First thing he does is he looks up to heaven. He wants this man to know he is glorifying his heavenly Father. And by the way, every good gift comes from him. Even the gift of hearing and the gift of speech. And he says, Ephatha. And the man's ears are opened. You know, Jesus is a wonderful master. We refer to him as our Savior. He's also our master. He's the one who knows all about us. He knows exactly what we need. He is way, way better than a big brother, way, way better than a dad, because he loves us, and he demonstrated that love on a cross. You know, I have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. My pastor, my confirmation pastor, when I was talking with him on the phone last night, he and I were sharing some things, and I said, it really bothered me that my confirmation pastor liked Romans, and I didn't. But I felt I could come up to him and tell him that. You know, I don't like Romans. And I remember, because he still has the same laugh, he just kind of chuckled, and he said, huh. And I said, yeah, you did the same laugh, and then you told me, you know, I think you need to start with Mark. I'm pretty sure Mark was written just for you. So I read Mark, and I read Mark again and again and again and again until now, as I shared with him last night, sharing with you already, my favorite book is Romans. That's how the Lord works. I have been washed and cleansed and brought closer to Jesus in one particular way that suited me. You have all been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he has brought you into the family of faith by a particular means that is different from mine. It doesn't mean that it's better. It doesn't mean that it's worse. It just means that God's incredible love for us is so amazing that individually he brings us closer to himself, individually. Because he wants me in heaven with him. He wants to bless other people through me. Wow. Jesus continues that special time with this man. And before I get too far afield, I want to also share with you one other thing. Jesus could have said, you're on your own, kid. Jesus could have just dismissed this guy. How come? Well, they had treated Jesus so poorly. They had shoved him away. They had said, don't come back here. That's how they had treated Jesus. And what happened? What did Jesus do? Jesus is the God of the second chance. If you ever think, man, I've really blown it, God could never take me back, remember this miracle. Jesus goes way out of his way to go back to the very people who had rejected him and publicly said, leave here. Jesus, yeah. His sigh of compassion and then his touching of the man in an age kind of like our day and age now where people don't like to touch each other. Back then, it was even worse because there was some kind of another thing. If you were diseased or something, you didn't want to touch. And then comes a sad thing. Remember how back before when I told you the man went back and he obeyed Jesus, and he went back and he told everybody what Jesus had done. Now Jesus says, don't tell anybody what's happened because I don't want people to get in my way of going to the cross. I don't want the publicity. And what do these people do? It just shows you how twisted this human nature is. Jesus says one thing very clearly, and they did the exact opposite thing. He says, don't do this, and they did it. My dear friends, we are living in an age where Jesus has said, go to the whole world with the good news, tell everybody the good news, and we don't do it. We have the same sinful nature that they did back then. Jesus very clearly tells us what to do, and very clearly we say, well, thank you, but I have a better idea. And you know what the Lord does? He doesn't walk away from us. He has compassion on us. His compassion meant to him that he was going to gather up all those sins, the sins that we do against him, the disobedience, the sins that we, when we don't do the good that we're supposed to do, he took all of that stuff on himself. He went to a cross outside of Jerusalem, and he paid for that with his lifeblood. He sacrificed himself so that you and I could live forever. And then he said on Easter morning to his disciples, peace. If you forgive anyone their sins, they're forgiven. If you don't do it, they're not forgiven. Later on, he says, go to the whole world, tell every nation, tell all the people what I have done for you. We get a chance to be like this guy. Not this guy, but the Legion guy who went back to his town and told the people what he had done because there are people out there who need to bring others to Jesus' attention. My dear friends, what a great thing. You and I have opportunities every day that God gives us to say to him, well done, Jesus, well done. I woke up this morning, and I still have my faith in my Lord Jesus Christ. Well done, Jesus. Thank you so much. I woke up this morning, and I'm coming into a church that you have gathered together, other believers, just like me. Well done, Jesus. And not only that, we're going to hear the precious good news that all sin has been forgiven, that heaven is my home and is guaranteed, and you are right there, right now, making sure everything works out for the good. My eternal good, my personal, individual, eternal good. What other God is like you? So in the name of Jesus, this week, why don't you go out and tell someone, you know, Jesus has done all things well. If that's not the words you use, just do what I do. Every now and then I just say, nice touch, God. Well done, Jesus. What a neat surprise it is to be able to breathe, to be able to blink, to be able to see God's people and gather together to praise him once again. In his name, so let us live. Amen.